Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
A forecast snowy white. Can't you hear the friends, a very childlike heart tonight? Rockies are calling, Denver snow falling, somebody said it's 4 feet deep, but it doesn't.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we celebrate two artists who continue to shape the soundtrack of our lives. That's T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang, who are not only country music favorites, but a husband and wife team whose voices blend like they were always meant to find each other. They've just released a brand new project called Chemistry, the Duets Collection. It's 11 handpicked love songs, some never recorded as duets before, and we're going to share about that, but we're also going to bring up the holiday season and an extra layer of meaning this year, because along with the new album, they're also revisiting one of Kelly's most heartfelt songs, Tender Tennessee Christmas, which is one of my favorites, a song that captures family, belonging, and the deep roots that make this season special here in the South. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang.
Good to hear your voice. It's just... You know, it's a very special time of the year. I mean, the Chemistry album was fun to do, and now we're coming into Christmas. But it's great to get on here and talk about our music with you. You support us all so well, and we appreciate you.
as Kelly mentioned, it's been a while since I've actually had you on the show. And so catch us up with the Chemistry, the Duets Collection. It was 2 years in the making. What made it the right time to release that set of songs?
Well, we had done an album 10 years earlier called Iconic Duets. And there was so many songs that we never got to that just did not make the first cut. And so many people said, why don't you go back and do a volume two or something, you know, similar to that. So that's what led to doing Chemistry 2, a 10-year span between where we had just enjoyed singing together. And we grabbed some of the songs that we felt that would be fun to do on stage. Some of them have never been duets before. And like one of them is called Too Late Baby, and it was never a duet, but we've made it into a fun song to do on stage. And we've always sung the song I Love You More Today Than Yesterday, but had never recorded it. So that landed on this project. And it's just been so fun. Each time I go out on the road with TG, sometimes it's a surprise, sometimes it's a, you know, scheduled booked concert, but the fans seem to really enjoy our chemistry. So that was a perfect name for that project for us.
And that chemistry moves into the holiday season as we talk about Tender Tennessee Christmas, which of course captures a feeling we all know here in the South.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, being Tennesseans, we've always loved that song. So when it come time to record the album, we had to include that one. Of course, you mentioned it took a couple of years on the Chemistry album to complete. We're that way with all of our albums. This Christmas album, Tender Tennessee Christmas, actually has been 3 to 4 years in the makings because we've recorded songs prior. For example, like White Christmas with the Oak Ridge Boys before Joe Bonsall passed. And so we felt like we had songs like that already we wanted to put on the album. So we went in and recorded a lot of new stuff and even a couple of songs that Kelly and I have written on the album. So it's good to get Christmas music out there right now and get the tree up. Seems like we just took our tree down last month. I don't know where the time goes.
I understand completely. We've still got our tree up in the sunroom, TG. It never came down, so it's going to be up already.
We keep a Christmas tree up in our bedroom all year long because we feel we're blessed to have our lives feel like Christmas every day. We're so blessed. So that reminds us every day of how blessed we are and who we owe for that. And so we leave a tinsel tree that's lit up. It's a great night light for us too at night, and it glows, and so we keep that up year round. But it's Christmas time again, and it's good to have Christmas, the new Christmas music this year.
When listeners hear the song Tender Tennessee Christmas, they often picture home, small towns, memories, and even front porch holidays. What does Tender Tennessee Christmas mean for the two of you?
We travel so much during the year, and we love to travel. We love to make music, obviously, but there's something really special about coming home. And our home, I tend to decorate a little bit more blingy each year and a little bit more, I don't know, it's cozy, but yet glammy too. I can't explain it. The video for Tender Tennessee Christmas, we filmed in the hottest day in summer, with a snow machine at the Johnny Cash cabin. And so that often lends to a very Tender Tennessee Christmas theme. You know, a lot of cabins. We're actually going to go spend some time during Thanksgiving holiday at a cabin with some friends in Tennessee. And, you know, I love the contrast between a very glamorous Christmas and a very homey Christmas. So I split my time between the two.
Now, music around the holidays is part of many family traditions. What do you hope Tender Tennessee Christmas adds to the season for people who play it year after year?
That's a good question. Especially if you're from Tennessee, of course, it's going to hit you in the heart. Well, I think Tender Tennessee Christmas, when people hear it, they're going to reminisce of the great state of Tennessee, which we take a lot of pride in. You know, Tennessee is so musical. All the way from East Tennessee with Dollywood through Music City with all the country artists all the way to Memphis on Beale Street and, of course, Elvis. I'm hoping that it'll give people a warm and fuzzy feeling about the great state of Tennessee when they hear Tender Tennessee Christmas and make them want to come here.
But also, the other songs on the album, I think, will really bring you laughter and joy. But also, you know, the holidays aren't always fun and joyous for everybody. I wrote a song a few years back called My First Christmas Without You. And I think that will be something that a lot of people, unfortunately, can relate to.
And Kelly, when you think about connecting the people of Tennessee to music that you love, you had incredible recognition with Under a Tennessee Moon being named Tennessee State Song. How does it feel to have two songs now playing an important role in Tennessee's musical identity?
I'm still not over that one. I'm so honored and so blessed. Now, it doesn't take the place of Rocky Top or, you know, Tennessee Waltz. It's just in addition to. Some people get that confused. But, you know, just to be in the history books, there's not very many songs that are listed as that. It's surreal. As a writer, it's just, I haven't gotten used to it, really. I'm very grateful. I'm from Oklahoma originally. And although I love Oklahoma, clearly most of my time has been spent here. And I wrote it as a gift to my mother, who is no longer with us. But she got to see me sing that on the Opry and got to meet the governor when he was handing me the proclamation. So that was really the ultimate gift to me. It was a very full circle moment for me.
So TG and Kelly, the two of you have a rare blend of marriage, music, writing, and creativity all under one roof. What's the secret to keeping that chemistry alive personally and professionally?
Well, I always say yes to Kelly. you know, the chemistry to keeping our success in our marriage together is the fact that we have such respect for each other and we have so much in common. The fact that we both do the same thing for a living, which not many married people can say that. Most married couples do different things in their livelihood. But to both be performers and songwriters and record producers, we have so much to talk about and discuss when we're home. And music always comes up in our house every day. It's played in our house every day, and it's discussed in our house every day. So I think that common denominator is the fact that we have so much in common, and it's basically all music. And the fact that we love each other very much, and we've been together for almost 25 years. So it's very easy to love Kelly, to love someone like her. He's so multi-talented. I mean, I'm so honored to be her husband.
25 years is like a million years in the music business, you know?
Yes.
That's like, okay.
And even longer than that, TG, you've had over 40 years in the music business and 21 number ones, and you're still creating new work. What keeps that passion alive for you?
I really think, Mark, when you quit dreaming, you die. I've always been a dreamer. I've always wondered what's around the corner. Is there something I haven't done? Is there something I haven't experienced? Is there something I'm going to wish I had tried when I'm sitting in a rocking chair someday, 90 years old, on a front porch somewhere? So that keeps driving me to want to try new things and to keep doing what I do. I love performing. I hate the traveling part, but I love performing still and getting on stage and hearing the applause and feeling the lights. It's really very addicting. It's almost like a drug to look out and see the people singing your songs back to you. And, you know, it's things like all of those things I mentioned that keeps me going and keeps me still wanting to contribute and try new things and do new things each year.
And Kelly, for you, whether it's songwriting, your book, or your voice being even heard nationwide through the Ascension commercials, where do you find the spark to keep creating at such a high level?
Well, it might appear that it's at a high level, but I take a lot of time in between. I'm not one of these writers that shows up at 3 o'clock and writes at 3 and writes at 5 and writes at 7. You know, I can write like that, but I really I'm really blessed to have the privilege of waiting for the inspiration to come to me. And sometimes it's several months in between songs. And I've got to be in a really good place. You know, since losing my mom last year, I really haven't felt like writing. I just haven't felt it, you know, so I'm really grateful that I haven't had to. But I've got a new album that I'm really excited about coming out this spring of all songs that I've written. And I've pulled things from way in the past, and I've also challenged myself to get back to writing again. So I've got a couple of more that I'm trying to finish right now, and it feels good to get back on the saddle.
And Kelly, I understand completely. I lost my dad in 2016, and I was doing a sports radio show back then, and I decided that I wasn't interested in talking as much about that anymore. And it took me a year, but I then decided that I wanted to focus on difference makers in our communities. And I started the Mark White Show out of the pain that I was feeling in the loss of my dad. So I know there's time that has to pass if we're going to get up and decide that we're going to move forward.
Yeah, it's a choice. It's a hard choice.
I got to tell you this. I'm sure your dad is proud, because God knows, you know he can hear you. You know he can. So I congratulate you on what you do, because you do it so well.
Thank you, buddy. Let's talk about what we hope listeners feel when they hear this song, Tender Tennessee Christmas, especially during the holidays that are coming up.
Well, I hope they get warm and fuzzy, and I hope that they cuddle up with each other by the fire and drink hot chocolate. And, you know, it's not about the gifts. It's about time spent with those you love. And, you know, in light of what we were just talking about, man, Christmas is never going to be the same, you know, without those that you love. So hug those that are here tighter. Tell them you love them. And that's what it's all about. You know, you got to be very mindful of why Christmas is celebrated, and our Lord Jesus Christ is the center of our Christmas, and just remember reason for the season.
People just really and truly never need to forget why we celebrate this very special time of year. I think sometimes we get away from that. We get caught up in the hustle and bustle of gifts and celebrating, but really it's a time of remembering and being thankful for what happened, and because we have all reaped great rewards from what happened on that special day, and we need to never ever forget that. But you know, the gifts don't hurt either. Don't get me wrong.
I love that. That's a great addition. So let's tell people how they can find your music, Kelly and TG.
Well,
you can go to kellylang.net,
or you can go to tgshepherd.com. And anywhere that music is streamed, you can get it. You can go to Spotify, Pandora, all those places. You can go to Amazon to buy hard copies. But if you do want a copy signed and sent back to you in time for Christmas, reach us at tgshepherd.com or kellylang.net, and we'll sign it and get it right back to you. They make great stocking stuffers.
Also, let your audience know that we love social media, and to follow us on there, because we've got some really cool things coming up shortly.
You've got it, and I hope you both have a tender Tennessee Christmas this year. Thank you, TG Shepherd and Kelly Lang.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to talking to you again in the future, and happy holidays.
When we come back, we'll have Trey Calloway to share about his new Christmas single, Christmas With You. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
It's a lonely, cold, northern holiday season, and this last-minute job couldn't wait. I'm sorry to wake you, but this hotel bed is freezing. Yeah, I know it's late. I just had to call to tell you, my heart is there with you. Baby, I'll be home soon. I might have white snow on the ground. It keeps falling down, but I wish I was home.
I have been connected again with Trey Calloway. Glad to have him on the line with me right now as we talk about his Christmas single, Christmas With You. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Trey Calloway.
How you doing? Good to be with you today.
Doing great, man. I'm glad to have you back on as we shine a light on you paying homage to the heart of country music while charging full speed into the future. You're a great singer-songwriter and glad to have you. As, of course, you carry the 90s country era with you in your music, and I appreciate that because I grew up, that was the music that I grew up with.
Yes, sir. I try my best. You know, we've always tried to keep that 90s, the sentiment, the lyrical content, and the messaging of that old school country, and just have it be a little bit modern sound, and trying to marry those two together perfectly, you know.
Let's go back to where it all began, growing up in North Carolina, and what drew you first to country music, and when did you know that you wanted to make that your career?
That's a great question. I started singing and playing when I was about 6 years old. My father was a Pentecostal evangelist, so I actually grew up singing Southern gospel music for a long time, out of the Redback hymnals, and then doing a little contemporary gospel here and there. But I found country music somewhere around the time I was probably about 13, and my mom and dad bought me this greatest hit set that had, you know, Loretta Lynn and Waylon Jennings and George Jones, and I always jokingly say that I'm my dad's second favorite country singer besides George Jones, but I'm okay being second fiddle to George. But and honestly, very quickly after that, I kind of had made my mind up that I wanted to sing country music. And, you know, aside from an odd job here and there, I've made a living playing country music for the past, you know, good while, you know. So it's been a good ride, man. It's been fun.
As I mentioned, your music's been described as 90s country grit with a modern twist. How do you describe your sound, and how did you arrive at that blend, thinking about even connecting with George Jones, your father loving that music too?
Yeah, I would say if you take Johnny Cash and Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson and maybe, you know, Jason Aldean and mix it all together, you get me. That's what I always kind of say. And I think it really does stem from, I think the reason the 90s country music is coming back so strong and people are having that, you know, reminiscence of that music is because of the lyrics, because of the story and the heart and soul that was in that music. You know, I've never been afraid of modern productions. You know, I don't put a whole lot of electronic stuff on my music, but, you know, I always try to tell the players to show off, you know, the fiddle and the guitar and the bass and the drums is all you need a lot of times. And as I really do, especially with my songwriting, I try to put that 90s country sentiment in it with a new modern twist. And so far it's been working. People seem to really like it, you know?
Well, Trey, let's talk about your songwriting process. When you sit down to write a song, whether it's a ballad or even an up-tempo track, what is your starting point? Is it a lyric, a riff, or a feeling?
It is usually a lyric. So it's usually colloquial. It's usually in conversation. Somebody will say something that just sounds like a hook to me, sounds like a song title. I love alliteration in song titles, like Make That Move. A lot of times when there's those kind of similar sounds in a title, it really sounds catchy to my ears. And so when somebody will say something or I'll say something in conversation, I usually write it down. And I've been known to just stop right in the middle of a conversation and go, you know, hold on, I got to pull my phone out and write that down before I lose it. And I start with that hook idea. And, you know, I'm a really good hook guy, and I'm a pretty decent melody guy. A lot of writers just blow my mind with their ability to make something clever or to turn something around where the song that makes you think it's going to mean this one thing and then it ends up meaning something else. You know, I've got buddies of mine that are a lot better at doing that, but I'll give somebody a good idea all day long. And most of the time, as an artist writer, as an artist going into a room with a lot of successful writers, guys that have hits, and you're trying to impress them, if you bring that really good line in, that's enough for them to take it and run with. And that kind of has helped me to become a better writer, just kind of sitting back and watching those guys and girls and go, man, that's what I wanted to say, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yes, well, and you obviously stay busy with a schedule of shows, and being up there on the stage, what part of performing live gives you the most joy, and how do you keep that energy fresh each night?
Well, I that's a great question, man. I try to do something different every night. Sometimes my team gets a little irritated, especially if it's a bigger gig, if it's like a show, not so much a gig, like a show where I'm opening up for somebody or the headliner at some event or something like that. Everybody, I tend to jump off the set list, and I've been known to just, you know, flag people down in the crowd and go, hey, what do you want to hear? Because you asked me what gives me the most joy. What gives me the most joy is changing a life one song at a time. If you sing that you know, that perfect song at the moment somebody's falling in love, or somebody's on a first date, or maybe somebody just lost a loved one, or, you know, somebody left somebody else and they're feeling down and they need that good heartbreak country song. If you can, you know, pick somebody's spirits up, change somebody's life, that's kind of my favorite part of it. And you can't do that if you stay on a regimented set list. You can't do that if your whole show is this wound up, rehearsed thing. It needs to be prepared, but there needs to be some breathing room. So a lot of my favorite country heroes, when I hear stories, and that they're always like that too. You know, that's an ability that I've tried to learn from the people that I perceive as being the best is their ability to be fluid and read the crowd. And that's it, man. I mean, I try to stay loose with it, you know, that's the only way you can say it.
Let's get into your Christmas single, Christmas With You. Tell us the story behind that and what inspired you to write a holiday song and what you were hoping listeners would feel when they hear it.
Yes, sir. So I knew I needed to have a Christmas song come out. You know, I'd never put one out, and I was really always looking forward to doing something like that. And, you know, I toyed around with the idea of doing something silly, like a Jingle Bells or something like that, that would make people dance or whatever. But I thought, you know, let's go the sentimental route, especially for my first ever Christmas song. And, you know, since I'm a full-time musician and I live in Nashville, my wife and I have a house in Myrtle Beach, and that's where she lives all the time. So her and I have spent the past almost 4 years away from each other, just both chasing dreams. She's a very career-oriented person as well, and she's chasing her dreams. And so we've had to live apart, and it's been really tough on us. And I have a son that I was married once before, and I have a son who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I get to see him a lot, but I'm not with him every single day. And that definitely wears on me as well. So the lyrics are semi-biographical a little bit. You know, there's a lot of my heart in those songs and in those lyrics of just being that person who has to be on the road working all the time. Because, I mean, so many people, military people, truck drivers, business people, musicians in my case, have to make a living out on the road. Especially in our day and age, it's even tougher to not have to work and be traveling a lot and not be able to work, you know, where you're from. So I guess is the best way to say it. There's a lot of that heart and soul in that song. And so that, I think that's why people resonate with it so well, is because it's coming from a genuine place of, I know what it's like to be away from your family while you're chasing a dream and chasing a dollar.
How did you approach this song to really make it your own, Trey?
Yes, sir. So I wrote this song, Christmas With You, with J.P. Williams. He's a great writer. He wrote Best Shot for Jimmy Allen, which I think was Jimmy Allen's maybe only number one hit he ever had. And just a great songwriter, great way of looking at things. And I called him up and I said, you know, most of the time when I'm, especially the age I am now, being an adult, you know, when you're a kid, you want this and that and this and that for Christmas. But now all I really want is just time back that you can never get back. Time with my family, time with my people. And, you know, this career I've chosen takes me away from the people I love the most sometimes. And, you know, there's no going back at this point for me. This is my career. This is what I've dedicated my life to, but you can't help but have those feelings of loss and feelings of missing those people. So I really focused hard and, you know, I don't exactly remember who came up with the hook. I think me and JP were really locked in with each other that day. We kind of said it at the same time. So it really worked out perfectly. It was like, you know, what I need most, more than anything, is just Christmas with the person I love. And this song came out of that. And like I said, every time I play this song out, people just, they eat it up, you know, because it's not your typical Christmas song. But the best songs are the ones that kind of make you think a little bit, I guess.
Absolutely. And thinking about that, growing up in North Carolina, what did Christmas look like for you and your family? And are there any traditions or memories that shape the emotion in the song?
Yes, sir. So I grew up and I would always go over to my great grandparents' house when I was a kid. And at that time, all three of my grandmother's sisters were still alive. So she had all her kids and all of her grandkids, and all three of them had all of their kids and grandkids. So there was a whole bunch of us. So that was the Christmas I grew up in, and we would go in. And my great grandfather Joe was the one who I kind of attribute my musical talent to. He was a singer songwriter in his own right, published songwriter, and had all kinds of poems more or less than he wrote. But he was very gospel, so he would write these poems and he would put them to music. So I remember him being a very fundamental part of that holiday season. He'd play his guitar, and we were just a big, big happy family. And so that kind of slowed down a little bit as families grow. They tend to grow apart a little bit sometimes as everybody just gets busy in their life. But my wife, I said that to say this, my wife has a family. She has a grandmother we always get together and make Christmas cookies every year. We listen to that George Strait song, you know, I Sure Do Love These Christmas Cookies. We listen to that song and just make cookies. And it reminds me of my grandmother that I lost. And it kind of fixes a hole in the heart, so to speak, you know. So to me, you know, Christmas then, I can't even say that Christmas back then was better than it is now. It's just changed, and it's still wonderful. Best time of year, if you ask me.
Trey, after this Christmas release, what can fans expect from you as we head into 2026?
Yes, sir. So I kind of have an album already in the can. It seems like all I do is record songs nowadays, which is a great problem to have. But I am in the process of finishing up this album. And then immediately in either January or February, we're getting back in the studio and putting some of the best songs that I can find from other writers, as well as some of the best songs I've ever written together. And I always try, every album I come up with, I try to make it better and better than the last one. And then really touring is the big goal for us next year. We've made some great moves this past year in getting closer to realizing that goal. So I believe that next year I'm going to be touring quite a bit. maybe even in Alabama would be great. I'm a big Alabama fan. Nobody really knows that, but I'm kind of a Roll Tide fan.
Roll Tide, buddy.
Well, I was raised. The thing about it is I was raised. Everybody asks me, how are you from North Carolina, Alabama? Well, I've got some family from Alabama, but my dad grew up an Alabama fan and then raised me one. So I've always just, that's the only team I've ever pulled for in college football was Alabama. And we lost a tough one the other day, but we're going to come back strong. I feel like we're going to salvage the season. We were riding high before the other day. I think we're going to be all right, though.
I think so, too, Trey. I had Roosevelt Patterson on the show this week, and Roosevelt was number 77, won a national championship in 1992 with the Crimson Tide. He came on the show about Rosie's Foundation. It was great getting to talk to him and kind of reminisce about his football playing days. He went on to the NFL, but the Tide is in my heart. It's always been my team.
Mine, too, man.
It's tough to watch them lose, but, you know, losing can also help you get stronger.
I think so. You know, I think Alabama's in a little bit of a transition period right now. I mean, they're way better this year than I thought they were going to be, and I'm so proud of them. I mean, I'm proud of how they're coming along, man. I think they're doing just fine.
Absolutely. Well, Trey, I appreciate you joining me today and sharing the heart behind the new Christmas single, Christmas With You. Of course, it's a reminder of the moments and people who make this season meaningful. And I encourage people to go and listen to that song on all the streaming platforms and also go to TreyCallowayMusic.com. That's Callaway spelled CallowayMusic.com. Trey, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show.
Mark, I appreciate you having me. It's been a pleasure.
Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities, not just around our community, but around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
It's Christmas with you in the South.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.